Afternoon. My name is Christine Bellun and I will present you my research work Impact of Hyaluronic Acid Content on Hyaluronic Acid Epsilon Polyolizine Hydrogel's Properties. Hyaluronic acid is a polysaccharide which is the major component of an extracellular matrix. It is widely used to make hydrogels for tissue regeneration due to its biocompatibility, biodegradability and hydrophilic nature. Epsilon polyolizine is a natural polypeptide mainly used in the food industry due to its antibacterial characteristics, but in the recent years it has also found the applications in the biomedicine field because of its water-soluble, non-toxic and biodegradable aspects. Combining these two biopolymers, it is possible to form physically cross-linked hydrogels for biomedical applications such as wound healing, tissue regeneration and drug delivery systems. Thus, the main objective of the current research was to prepare hyaluronic acid epsilon polyolizine hydrogels with different hyaluronic acid content and characterize them towards the swelling behavior and gel fraction. Hydrogels with different hyaluronic acid content were physically cross-linked and characterized. Swelling behavior of prepared hydrogels were evaluated in 20 ml deionized water at 37 degrees for 4 weeks. Gel fraction was determined by measuring insoluble part of lyophilized composites after immersing them in deionized water for 48 hours at 37 degrees. Obtained results indicated that increasing the hyaluronic acid content in the prepared compositions, the gel fraction values increased, revealing the affirmative effect of hyaluronic acid content in composites on cross-linking reaction. The swelling equilibrium of compositions with hyaluronic acid content up to 88% was reached within 168 hours. Compositions containing 10 till 38% hyaluronic acid was stable in aqueous media only for 1 hour, followed by rapid disintegration of samples in the next 24 hours. It was found that hyaluronic acid content less than 48% influenced the insoluble part of composites, and after 48 hours already 70% of sample was dissolved, indicating that at least 48% of hyaluronic acid is necessary for the stable hyaluronic acid epsilon polyolizine hydrogel preparation. Thank you!